coming up to a great weekend through the magic of tape, because this great weekend has already begun in Jewish terms. It's the last 2 days of the holiday of Passover, and actually we're going to be posting a special in light of history about why the Passover holiday is the way it is and what it means to Jewish people. But that in our light of history at michaelmedved.com. This is also a very big holy day for people who follow the movie business, perhaps the most anticipated movie release ever, and possibly the biggest movie release ever, is at the box office today. The very latest from Hollyweird! And there's nothing weird considering the money that has been made by the Marvel Universe in some of their Disney-themed releases by the Disney company. To talk about the latest Avengers movie and the last Avengers movie, Avengers Endgame, somebody who actually was there at the premiere and who saw it. I have been away on Passover retreat, so I haven't seen it, but my brother Harry has. Harry Medved is an executive at Fandango, which is also proprietor of Rotten Tomatoes. Harry, this movie's getting 97% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
is
it's
it
one
really
of the best
that great?
Marvel movies of all time. It's sensational.
It's sensational.
Just couldn't be better, including my own.
Okay, so wait. So they are expecting to do how much money opening weekend?
Well, last night we saw huge box office from the Thursday night previews, and there are estimates that it could be anywhere from $260 million this weekend, which will beat the record, which was for Avengers Infinity War, the previous film. It could be over $310 million this weekend. It's unheard of for the domestic box office.
Uh-huh. And the movie is sensational. I don't want you to give away too much. Most of the major characters that people cared about died at the end of the last movie. But
right. Well, look, this is no... I believe the less said about this movie, the better. You should just buy your ticket on Fandango and just go see it. Right? But, of course, because I work for Fandango. Ka-ching, I'm going to tell you that.
Right.
However, having said that, if you watch the trailer, they do say, we can undo this. Whatever it takes, you hear that. So you know they're going to try to bring everyone back to life somehow, short of an Easter miracle. I don't know how you do that. But you'll have to watch the movie to find out if they do or if they don't. And I will say that it's an absolutely satisfying follow-up. It is more emotional, I think, and a little bit less action-packed than Infinity War. But as a culmination of the 22-film saga that's the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's absolutely masterful. How the Russo brothers put this together, these two guys are amazing because they're making superhero movies that play like Shakespearean drama. It's not as good.
Okay,
as
now I heard you were at the premiere, right, on Monday night?
Yeah, I was.
I heard that at the premiere people were weeping openly.
God. Well, I brought Shoshana, our 16-year-old daughter, and she was crying buckets of tears. I won't tell you why, but it's absolutely satisfying. There are many emotional moments. I think what people need to know, though, before they go see Avengers Endgame this weekend is that there are two films they should watch in anticipation of seeing this one on the big screen. So you can watch these at home on Fandango Now or whatever streaming platform you have. And that's Captain America Civil War, which kind of sets up the whole battle. And then, of course, Avengers Infinity War. Otherwise, if you're coming to this film cold and you've never seen a Marvel film before, you might be a little bit lost, Mike. And I think that's... that people should just kind of get caught up to date on their Marvel history.
Is there one particular superhero in the galaxy of superheroes who tends to dominate the film or who emerges as more substantial, more appealing, compelling than ever before?
Sure. Well, I mean, it's no secret that Robert Downey Jr. has said this is, you know, he's at the end of his contract. He doesn't want to make any more of these. So this is really Iron Man's movie. And I think one of the reasons I was crying is because our late father, Dr. David B. Medved, saw Iron Man with me at the premiere at Paramount, back when Marvel was doing movies with Paramount Pictures.
I didn't know that.
And he loved it. He loved, the Iron Man taking over and beating the bad guys in the Middle East. Dad would have loved
it. It's also because Iron Man is kind of a scientist hero, as our father saw himself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think Downey delivers an astonishing performance. It's terrific. But really, I don't know much else that I can tell you about the film because I don't want to give away anything. I will tell you that we asked people, do you stay for the very end credit sequences? Like 97% said they do. At least at the premiere, they didn't show any tags at the end. So you might not need to stay for the very end credits. There's some Easter eggs at the end in the credits, but no actual end sequences.
Okay. So if you were to rate this on a four-star system, four-star being top, zero-star being bottom?
I would give it 4 stars just because it's such a hard movie to make. How do you get 30 characters and put them all on a film and give everyone something to do? They did a fantastic job with Infinity War. They do an even better job in Endgame.
Okay, now let me make clear. You do not work for Disney Company. You have no percentage in this film, right? You have no financial interest in Infinity Wars. I mean,
look,
in Endgame.
I'm not alone. As you pointed out, the nation's critics on Rotten Tomatoes, 97% say go see it.
Okay, what about this thing about the theaters being kept open 24 hours to accommodate all the people? What's going on?
Well, here's the thing. The insane thing is we sold out about 5,000 showtimes so far on Fandango. And people were really worried about the financial impact of a three-hour movie. I mean, how many three-hour films, except for like from Bernardo Bertolucci or going back to the old days, do people see? You don't really go to the movies for 3 hours with no intermission. But guess what? It's actually going to be the biggest box office weekend of all time because they're playing the movie around the clock. We're actually seeing more showtimes for this film's opening weekend than we've ever seen for any other film's opening weekend.
Are you telling me that at 3 in the morning, tomorrow morning, there will be some showing of this movie somewhere?
And 4:30 and 6:30 in the morning. So you have to just realize, if you're wondering where everybody was at work today, no, they didn't vanish like they did in Avengers Infinity War. They're actually at the movies.
Okay,
so if you're wondering
why
your coworkers aren't in the office today on Friday, that's why.
I've heard tell the other big news of this week, aside from the Avengers movie, was, of course, Joe Biden's announcement. A number of people have said there are now 20 Democratic candidates, right? Could you compare those 20 Democratic candidates to the 20 superheroes who are part of the Marvel Universe?
Talk about Infinity War, the infinity of candidates. I love that.
Well, you could get in trouble. I mean,
which ones do you want to see vanish? That's what I want to know, Mike.
Yes, and you know that some of them, or maybe even all of them, will. Okay, Harry Medved, PG-13. Why should people bring little kids to see it?
You know what? I mean, look. Less said about the movie, the better, because I want people to be surprised. But parents should know there's a lot of profanity in this film. I find this very disturbing that throughout all of this summer's movies, you're going to find kids using profanity, and we've talked about this. But I'm one of those parents who is very proud of not, using profanity in the house, and I don't like my kids hearing it in the movie. And the S-bomb is in this film like 5 or 6 times. And even a little kid uses the word S-bomb. So
okay, so would you recommend that kids below the age of 8 say stay home or not?
Yeah, maybe it's very intense. There's a lot of fighting, a lot of bloody battles. Not gory, but just a heck of a lot of action, especially towards the last part of the movie.
And this is my brother Harry.
I would say
Harry,
under 8, definitely stay at home. It might be too intense.
My brother Harry Medved of Fandango.com. And Harry was there at the premiere for the new Avengers movie. It's Avengers movie Endgame. And it really is the end of an era, though it probably is not the end of superhero movies, given their phenomenal success. Preliminary results show that in 24 hours, they've already made $107 million in China, which is also setting records. All around the world, this is one American product that seems to be enthusiastically embraced, to say the least. And may we have more great success for other products and other projects in this greatest nation on God's green earth.